From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Iraq's senior leaders met today amid growing pressure from Washington to see political progress in Baghdad. That pressure was evident from today's comments by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News Sunday.
The Iraqi government is still pretty much a disaster. I mean, they haven't done any of the things at the central government level that we had anticipated.
But Iraq's prime minister and president announced today that top leaders had made headway. NPR's Tom Bullock joins us now from Baghdad. Tom, what did Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and President Jalal Talabani say about today's meeting?
Well, in essence, Debbie, they tried to show that Mitch McConnell was in fact wrong. The two men said that major political progress had been made, that the largest Sunni political bloc in Iraq, the Iraqi Islamic Party, had agreed with the Shiites and the Kurdish parties on a number of key political points that had been left unresolved by the Iraqi parliament and were major contributing factors to the Sunnis leaving Prime Minister Maliki's government. What few details we have were laid out, in fact, by President Jalal Talabani's office. They said that all of the men agreed that all of those people being held in Iraqi jails with no evidence against them should be released and that some form of amnesty should be granted to other people whose cases were somewhat questionable. The problem here is that they never established any kind of mechanism to judge these cases. The other main issues, including laying out a law of Iraqi oil revenues and how they will be shared, a law allowing the majority of members of the now outlawed Ba'ath Party to again work with the government as civil servants, and a law laying out a time frame for elections for governors and local leaders of Iraq's 18 provinces. Well, nowhere in the statement do the men say anything more than, "We will talk about this."
Does it appear that everyone who was there today, who took part in this meeting, that everyone agrees with this assessment from President Talabani's office?
Well, no. If you listen to Iraqi Prime Minister or the Iraqi president, then it sounds like a lot's going on here. But in reality, the Sunnis, the Iraqi Islamic Party, have consistently said throughout the entire day that this is nothing but rumor, that they have made no major agreements with the Iraqi government, that they have made no concessions, that no concessions have been made to them. And in the end, this could very easily be little more than, say, a big public relations exercise by the Iraqi government now, knowing full well that in a short amount of time, the Crocker-Petraeus report will be in front of U.S. congressmen, and that they've taken already a lot of heat from U.S. lawmakers, basically saying that the Iraqi government hasn't shown enough to justify the presence of some 30,000 extra U.S. troops that are in Iraq to try to buy them time and give them enough security to form some kind of national reconciliation and really make progress on these major political issues they're facing.
NPR's Tom Bullock in Baghdad. Thank you.
Thank you.